Hi, John Morgan here with the Keep Growing Podcast. This week is our annual Mother's Day sale. Come on out to your local Bob's Market May 11th and 12th for sale prices on 10-inch flowering hanging baskets and bedding flats. Traditionally, in our region, Mother's Day weekend is considered the end of frost danger. For us, it is a happy coincidence that makes for a great event. Also, along those same lines, we're doing a giveaway for a $100 gift card on our website. Head over to bobsmarket.com for details and the deadline. I'll announce the winner here next week. This week, the weather is looking a bit drier than last week. Of course, it was really wet last week. However, we are looking at rain midweek and a cool down into the 70s. Then heading into the weekend, we're going to be back in the 80s. Right now, the weekend is looking like possible rain on Saturday, but a dry Sunday for some time to escape to the garden. In Uncle Jim's Almanac this week, we're looking at a great time to get out and see your garden veggies. Today, Saturday, May 11th, seed annual flowers like zinnias and cosmos for midsummer blooms. Transplant or seed melons in the garden. And don't forget to fertilize houseplants for strong summer growth. Sunday, May 12th is, of course, Mother's Day. Monday, May 13th, plant sweet potatoes. Also harvest scapes from hardneck garlic. If you've never tried oven-roasted garlic scapes, they're a treat you're missing out on. Tuesday, May 14th, plant peppers, okra, and cabbage. Also harvest established asparagus. Wednesday, May 15th, seed lima beans. It's also the first quarter moon. Thursday, May 16th, seed sweet corn and remove strawberry blossoms on newly transplanted plants. That way they can focus their energy on growing strong roots. Friday, May 17th, seed or transplant basil and seed Malabar spinach. Malabar spinach is kind of unique. It's unrelated to regular spinach, but it has one trait that makes it suited to your garden this time of year. It can withstand warmer temperatures without bolting. Finally, on Saturday, May 18th, install row covers to protect cabbage and broccoli from insects. And that gets us through the gardening week ahead. Last Friday, we shared a blog post about the art and science of watering plants. With folks buying hanging baskets and planting up beautiful containers this weekend, I thought I would share some quick tips for keeping your containers healthy. Once the weather gets hot, it's easy for things to go sideways pretty quickly. When it's hot out, make sure that you water daily. That's a good rule of thumb, especially if you have a smaller container or hanging basket, or if it's located in a sunny spot. Next, make sure you're actually getting the soil wet. An interesting dynamic of peat-based potting mixes is that once they dry out, they actually become somewhat hydrophobic, meaning that they repel water. This means if you're watering just until you see water coming out of the bottom of the container, the water might just be flowing around the root ball and not actually being absorbed inside. Stick your finger into the soil, it won't bite. I promise, and that is the best way to check. Wait, what? Do I hear something?
Help me! Help me! My New Guinea impatient was beautiful yesterday, and now it's all wilty. It's just blah. Dead. I guess I better just chuck it on the compost pile.
No, no, no. Here's how you save it. Fill a bucket or bowl with water, and just let it soak. I promise you'll almost be able to watch it coming back from the brink. Now, if the foliage is full and crispy, you might have one that's too far gone. Finally, be sure to feed your baskets and containers. If you're watering until the water starts coming out the drain hole, as you should, it has the negative effect of leaching away nutrients. Replace the lost nutrients with a water-soluble fertilizer like Jack's Classic. Unlike flower beds, where there's a reserve of nutrients in the soil that they're planted in, you'll need to give hanging baskets and containers fertilizer at least once a week to keep them healthy and blooming. We actually fertilize baskets in our markets every time we water. Of course, there is some nuance, as always, to watering your plants. And a lot of it depends on the species, what type of container they're planted in, and where that container is located. But these tips are a good starting point to help you and your plants keep growing. For this and other great information, find us online at bobsmarket.com.
Bob's Market and Greenhouses offer a tremendous selection of hanging baskets, perennials, and flowers of all types. You can enjoy a leisurely walk through aisles of beautiful plants, flowers, and gift items. Bob's Market and Greenhouses in Gallup, Belpre, Ohio, and Mason, West Virginia.